Good evening, dear heart friends. We're so glad you can be with us for the February Heart Share class. Tonight, our host was going to be Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. And the heart stream we have is from a master that we have not heard from before. So Maria is going to introduce this this class and tell us who our master is, what the message is for tonight. So go ahead, dear Maria.
Hello, this is Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. And welcome to our Heart Share class. Tonight, we are honored to hear from the Buddha of the Golden Light, who encouraged us to connect with our divine reality. At the end of our class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask questions, share any insights, and any experience you may have had. You can also give us prayer requests from family and friends, or join us in prayers. Now I'll read from our mission and vision statements and see if you feel like it's something that you would like to enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our hearts, through our higher self, and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities, in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, please join us in reading the prayer for and songs for and the song for February 22 teleclass. And we pray. All together, let us join this prayer, which is in the back of your invitation letter. Together, in the name of our I Am Presence, we call to beloved Buddha of the Golden Light, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love, and raising us in higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now, Philip will play our song for tonight, I Am the Sun, his decree 20.001. Take it away, Philip.
I am the sun, I am the sun, I hold the secret God. I am the sun, I am the sun.
Thank you, Maria, for the introduction to tonight's program. I'd like to tell a little bit about what is a Buddha. The word Buddha is a Sanskrit word that means awakened one. And we might interpret this as awakened to the true nature of reality. The main Buddha that most people are familiar with, that know anything about, is a Gautama Buddha, who was the founder of the religion called Buddhism. But there are many, many, many different Buddhas, and some masters that we know by just their names also have the status of being a Buddha. Actually, Jesus has attained to the level of Buddhahood, and Maitreya is also a Buddha. And then, of course, there's the five Dhyani Buddhas, and there's many, many different Buddhas. There's thousands of them. We just don't know all their names. So, the Buddha of the Golden Light is now going to speak to us.
I am the Buddha of the Golden Light. Come into your midst today to bring you that encouragement and hope, as well as various other flavors of heaven's graces, to restore higher understanding, divine gnosis, and the presence of peace in your world. For blessed hearts, you know the realities of life in 3D, all of the vagaries thereof, the challenges, the dynamics, the energies of matter. Yet, what does this truly matter in terms of your higher self, your Buddha nature, the truth of your being as a spirit divine?
Now we're going to have a question. What does the Buddha mean by the reality of life in 3D? And Geraldine is going to answer this question.
What does the Buddha mean by the what does the Buddha mean by the reality of life in 3D? Life in 3D is life in time and space, in the three-dimensional world of matter. The Buddha speaks about the problem of vagaries, challenges, dynamics, and energies in 3D reality. Vagaries are unpredictable changes in circumstances, such as weather, war, illness, accidents, death. The biggest challenge is to keep our connection to God and remember that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. The dynamics of 3D reality require that we maintain the health, purity, and balance in our four lower bodies in order to stay grounded and focused in our hearts. The energies of life in 3D begin within our own four lower bodies. Are we balanced in our own thoughts and feelings so that we can stay centered and grounded when we encounter all kinds of electrical and mechanical energies, such as 5G, microwaves, rock music, etc., as well as the negative and chaotic energies of mankind? The key is balance and harmony.
Thank Thank you very much, Geraldine. Excellent answer. Now we're going to continue with the heart stream.
What really matters is your God self. One with every other God self. As a part of the one God and the one selfhood, which is the greater being of the Creator throughout the universe. When you are restored to an understanding of life as one, of all beings as one being, what transpires within the earth plane is truly senseless. And there is a diminishment of that not self through this understanding. And the unity field of your higher beingness in God arises. And as you are focused upon that, your Buddha nature flowers. The golden light of your own solar selfhood increases. The brightness of the true you is exemplified and fully manifest. And then you shine like the sun. And this reality displaces every other vanity, everything that you had heretofore thought may have been somewhat important. Those who meditate upon the great light of their presence know these truths when they have pierced the veil to see, to behold, and to accept their solar selfhood. Have you yet pierced this veil, blessed ones, and realized your eternal nature? Have you found mooring within the higher worlds where illusion is no more and Maya has been displaced by reality? If you yet have a foothold in this world to the extent that you are bowed down in this state of lower beingness, let go of it and embrace all that is sublime, holy, and real beyond human suffering, and a focus upon what is temporal.
Now we're going to have a question. What is Maya, and how can we displace it by reality? Donna Dreegan is going to answer this.
Yes. Okay, well, first, Earth is a schoolroom. If you are part of God, first of all, Maya is illusion. And how can we displace it? We can displace it. How can we displace it by reality? If you are a part of God, which He created to experience life, if you understand the smallest part of your being was created by Him and your soul is part of Him, then you will see that there is nothing but God everywhere. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful. Now we're going to continue with the heart stream.
Though at times it may be inviting to be inveigled within so many things of this world, I can assure you that when your focus is upon the light of what is real, then you may still enjoy this world in one sense, for you know that it is temporal. You may love one another with a greater love. You may feel your connectedness through this love and through this golden wisdom frequency. Yes, you may live in heaven while yet upon earth, when you have yoked your spirit to the sun, and when you have ascended in consciousness, beholding God face to face through your I Am presence. And then you may tend both worlds with balance. Then you may live upon earth as a Buddha being, self-realized in God, anointed by that light, suffused by its radiance ever.
Now we will have another question. How can we live as Buddha beings while here on earth? Sharon is going to answer this question. Take it away, Sharon.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. So we stay in God reality. Be careful of your associations, as some will cause you to lower your consciousness. Master your emotions and your chatter. We do not have to be engaged in everything. Silence and stillness allows us to hear God above all else. Remember, harmony is balance, which allows us to become the Buddha. Be present and be mindful. Thank you.
Wonderful answer. Thank you, Sharon. Now we'll continue with the heart stream.
What is that to thee? That being unreality. Live in a higher state, and then that, those things that are temporal, dissolve. And even the inanities and insanities of the dark ones cannot hitch their wagon to your star, for you are beyond them, dearest ones. They have no fingerprint upon you. They cannot influence you through their ways and their means of darkness. I use divine magic now to nullify what they have injected within millions. And even as Omega has provided the alchemy of her miracle light, so I confound the dark ones this day and their reality is dissolving more and more, and all will awaken to it and see beyond it the light of Aquarius, the divine reasoning of the Christ, the Buddha, Krishna, and all divine mothers as one, and the greater awakening, the greater realization manifest among even the masses will cause the shift that is required for Aquarius to dawn upon earth fully. Yet this dawning is truly the rebirth of earth in solar light, in golden light, in Aquarian light.
Now we're going to have another question. What is Omega's miracle light, and how can we access it? Lenore is going to answer this for us.
Yes, in May of last year, on May 11th, 2021, Omega gave a beautiful heart stream. And in it, she talked about how, you know, we're concerned about our loved ones and people who have taken the vaccine. And she addressed, you know, our concern about that. And I'm going to read to you the part of the heart stream where she talks about her miracle light and what she is doing about it to nullify that, any negatives from that. Quote, "There is now a miracle manifestation of my light with Alpha, with the safeguarding of life itself, the seed identity of God within every being, the divine blueprint within the DNA of every individual. You see, it required the prayers of the righteous to be invocative of our coming in this hour to safeguard light and life itself, to restore beingness in God. Thus, the implants, the chips, are encircled in a tiny cosmic sphere of light, and they will have no power over the minds, the hearts, the body temples of those who bear the imprint of God within the threefold flame, the seed identity of Alpha and Omega within long, long ago implanted within the matter's planes at the behest of spirit itself. And Jesus, the great Christic light being, stands in the atmosphere also to support this dispensation and grace, and he sends a cosmic ray to every individual who is tied to his heart, the understanding of the Christic seed within him and within them. And through this ray, this microscopic black imprint is consumed. For Jesus, the living Christ, as the mediator betwixt heaven and earth, stands now calling souls back to their oneness in the light, impelling them unto their own resurrection and ascension within that one eternal light of the all in all." So whenever you think about it, you know, call to Omega to reactivate this dispensation and encircle that any negative seed within that may have been implanted in any light bearer. And Jesus the Christ will implement this on behalf of Omega. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Lenore. I appreciate hearing about this wonderful dispensation again. I think about it regularly and invoke it for our loved ones and for all heart friends who have family members or friends that have taken the COVID shot. So let us remember to invoke that dispensation often to deliver them from any harmful effects from this deadly shot. We're going to continue now with the heart stream.
So be reborn in Aquarius if you choose to live in love. So be reborn within your higher self if you choose to live in unity, in harmony, and in peace. So be reborn within the Alpha Omega spirals of eternality, beyond the temporality of modernity. Yes, what is real? I am is real. What is true? The new blue you is the real. You, self-realized in the one.
I'm going to answer the question now, what is the new blue? The new blue is a new wave pattern from the great central sun that has been initiated in the last few years. El Moria announced this on January 11th, 2007, in a heart stream where he first talked about the new blue energies that are coming upon the earth. And it will bring us back to our original blueprint from the great central sun. So these energies are very intense, and so it behooves us to purify ourselves and to really devote ourselves to connecting with the light so that we can absorb these energies into our being and truly embrace our own original blueprint so we can, as they say in the Army, Army ads, you know, be all that we can be, so we can be our true divine selves. Like Geraldine said, that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And now we'll go on with the heart stream.
As you chant in rhythm and sing through joy, all the Buddhas, through their ineluctable love light levity flames, light your world again and again, ennobling you, vivifying you, restoring you to that singular purpose of being within that oneness and of soaring within that state of the eye of the eagle. Who sees all that is below and yet is not influenced by it, who simply observes and knows and is that suchness of the divine. Be as the eagles, dearest hearts, soaring upon the zephyrs, the winds of the Holy Spirit, unattached to unreality, focused upon the solar worlds that exist throughout cosmos. Now, angels of the Buddha, appearing as eagles in your midst, fan their flames through their wings in your midst, transmuting all that has weighed upon you as ill health of any kind. Breathe in your Buddha nature and the solar light into your cells as they are restored to perfection and wholeness, even as every last vestige of the plague that is about the earth is now consumed in this reality that you may live within of light. Yes, they will attempt to continue to thwart your efforts through all manner of plagues. What are they to thee, dearest ones, save the last-ditch efforts of the ignoble ones to dissuade you from your enlightenment, your self-realization? They have no power over you or any other who accepts God fully within. Give them no space or time in your life, and they will vanish, they will dissolve, even as smoke evaporates in the winds of the Holy Spirit. I bless you now with the Buddha anointing of light, golden light, live within it, and be free in your God identity. Thank you. So these angels of the Buddha, which appear like eagles, are fanning their wings. And I see the absolute dissolution of all kinds of anomalies in the atmosphere, where they are both spraying us with toxic chemicals and even released from many of these jets are little substances and what we could call micronic nanoparticles that are absolutely etched with what they are attempting to have us ingest, which then makes us sick or could. And so these eagle angels are flying around the world and just wiping them out, dissolving them, consuming them, eradicating them, so that we can be free to live somewhat normal lives. And simultaneously, as this occurs, these angel eagles or eagle angels are enlightening people and awakening them because they've been asleep. They don't know what they don't know because of their ignorance. And so gradually, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and eventually millions will be awakening to what has really transpired. So we don't have to be over-concerned. It's happening. God has set it forth. The Buddha of the golden light has come. And we can be happy in this, knowing that God is in charge. They are not in charge. And that as the awakening is occurring more and more, things will just get brighter and brighter and brighter. And there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no darkness. We just simply live in peace, live in our presence. So thank you, Buddha of the golden light. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
What a wonderful dispensation. It's marvelous to see in our mind's eye these wonderful golden eagles flying around and dissolving all this detrimental stuff from the atmosphere that has been impacting life upon Earth. Also wanted to mention you've heard of the mighty blue eagle from Sirius. We call upon that sometimes in some of our decrees and our prayer work. The mighty blue eagle from Sirius is actually a formation of blue angels that fly in the shape of an eagle, is what we've been told. So pretty cool. And then we have these wonderful golden angels that appear as great eagles and are flying around doing this mighty work of dissolving all these negative substances that have been sprayed upon us with by chemtrails and the nanoparticles and other things that they've been spraying us with for many years sometimes in some places. So we are most grateful for that, and we are ecstatic that these are being cleared from our world. So pretty amazing. Does anyone have information about chemtrails that they would like to share? Do they have a personal witness or a story? We have some decrees that are specifically for the dissolving of that. One is clear the air with Claire DeLee. Claire DeLee, who was Elizabeth Prophet in her final embodiment and is Linello's twin flame, has given us that wonderful little mantra. And Archangel Michael has told us that whenever we see a chemtrail in the air, to call to him to dissolve and consume it, and he'll send his angels to take care of it. I myself have personally witnessed this happen when I have been somewhere in the city and called upon him, and within like 10 or 15 minutes, that whole thing is just gone. And that's very amazing, instead of hanging in the air for hours and hours like they're designed to do, to drop these poisonous substances on us. So I'm sure...
Barbara.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm remembering also that we were told to call to Archangel Michael and Archangel Zadkiel. So I usually call to the both of them when I see a chemtrail. So anyway.
Yeah, that's all good. Zadkiel is the violet flame for transmutation. We'll take it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philip is letting me know that when he was in the Boy Scouts and was inducted into the Order of the Arrow, which is a very a high honor in the Boy Scouts, and he was given an Indian name, and the name they gave him was Blue Eagle. Pretty cool. So, does anyone else want to say anything about our heart stream tonight? Have any comments or questions about these wonderful dispensations that we've been given by the Buddha of the Golden Light and by Beloved Mother Omega? If not, I would like to just let everyone know that our beloved Donna Korth, who has been the leader of the HeartShare team for many, many years, has been quite ill for several weeks. She had a partially collapsed lung and fluid on the lungs and developed pneumonia and has been quite sick for some time. She is currently in a care facility nearby, and I do have an address for her. So if you would like to send her a card or write to her or anything, just call me or email me, and I can give you her information if you desire to contact her. But she cannot call people on the phone right now. She just she doesn't have the lung capacity to carry on conversations right now with people. So she's recuperating.
Barbara?
Yes. Yes.
Barbara, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
I talked to Donna today.
Oh, please, give us an update.
She's supposed to be discharged Saturday.
Oh,
so
really?
You might want to hold off on the notes and just send them to
okay.
her.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll hold off then. Do you know where she'll be going Saturday?
Rob's taking her home.
She's
That's
going
the
back
plan
to
right now.
Back to her house.
Back to her house.
Okay. Is she going to have anybody there with her?
I don't know. I asked Donna. She doesn't know. She's leaving that up to Rob, so I don't know what he's done with researching that, or, I don't know what he's done.
Okay. Well, we hope and pray that she'll have some kind of caregiver or companions or visiting nurses or something that is going to be checking in on her and helping her regularly.
All right.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for letting us know that.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to have announcements of upcoming activities in the Heart Center. Lenore is going to give these.
Okay, so So the first thing I would like to tell you about is tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Winnell's Ascension Day, and David is going to lead a special service tomorrow night from the Livingston Sanctuary of the Heart. And it's going to be a combination of that, and it's going to be it's a special World Freedom Service for Australia. And it's for, you know, the defense of freedom in Australia and worldwide. So he said, you know, this is going to be a rip-roaring service. The heavenly troops will be with us in full number. Who is going to be there at this, on this broadcast is Saint Germain, Godfrey, Pallas Athena, Arcturus and Victoria, and all the Elohim, the Chohans of the Rays, the goddesses of freedom, justice, liberty, and truth, Zarathustra, and Lanello. So that is from 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Time.